Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
Throw babies.
No, we're not doing that. Hey, y'all. It's me, Tam Bam.
And it's AJ. Welcome back for a new episode of We Talk Back.
Yeah, this is episode 13. Can we skip 13?
Why? Because you think it's bad luck?
Let's go. This is episode 14, you guys.
This is episode 13.5.
No.
13.2.
No.
Dog, that's a different number.
It's still 13, though. This is episode...
You cannot skip an episode. You're going to have people confused, which the thing ain't even numbered online anyway. It's not numbered on...
All right, then.
This is a new episode.
I missed y'all, man.
I always miss some motherfuckers. I'm lying to them people.
I love them. I love y'all, okay? If don't nobody else love y'all, Tam Bam, love you.
Hey, look, Tam. So, Tam Bam, tell me, how was your weekend?
How was my weekend?
That's your line.
I know. You stole my line, AJ. What did I do this weekend?
Everything.
Oh, God. My weekend was so full of all kind of shit. I worked. I sold drugs. And I...
You sold drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, carry on.
And then
you taking investors?
Drugs is legal these days, huh?
You taking any investors?
Yeah, you trying to jump on this?
Yes, bitch. Is it a fufu?
What's a fufu?
You know that little money shit, little fake shit, a susu. Is it a fufu?
You talking about that money Usher was throwing out this past week? Is that a fufu?
That's a whole fucking fufu, and he's a fucking fufu.
Y'all, Usher had Usher
ass at the club.
Usher had Usher bucks. He was giving strippers Usher bucks. It is like it looked like American money, but it had his face on it.
Usher need his
zero
ass
value. Zero value. It'd be one thing if it like turned into real money, like you could cash him in for something.
What?
Yeah, Usher.
That's fucked up.
We don't even do donkey of the day, but you get donkey of the day for that shit. But anyway, over the weekend, I hosted a baby shower for my best friend, Janae. It was so beautiful. It was stressful for me putting together. You know, it's a lot of work that goes into that. But it went, the look on her face and how she looked in her dress and how happy she was, and made all the work worth it. I'm That's so excited nice. For her.
Mm.
What about you? What'd you do?
Shit, I just did some work, prepared for this week, aka nothing.
Oh, yeah, we in New York.
I always be doing shit. I won't be doing nothing super fun, though. But there's always something to fucking do.
You always be in that bonnet. Let me tell you. AJA put on her bonnet on Friday after work, and then she had that bonnet on until Monday.
Bitch, ain't nobody outside. What we doing?
Everybody's back outside.
Man, it ain't shit to do.
It is shit to do.
No.
I'm in these streets.
I'm trying to get $1 million in the next 6 months.
I'm in these streets everywhere.
Have fun.
I'm tired of being in the house.
Mm-hmm.
In my bonnet. No? You with that? You about that bonnet life?
I'm about that bonnet life.
Okay. More power to you and your bonnet crew.
Yeah, last week, New York lost one of the... biggest one of the
DM
biggest X. artists to come out of New York, man.
Man,
that shit is crazy to me. You know, because first they were saying he was stable, then he was unstable, and I seen some shit that said he got a COVID test a week ago before he had
a vaccine
a week before he suffered from a heart attack.
Then they said he suffered from a heart attack from overdosing on drugs as well. Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what happened.
Yeah, we don't know what happened. All we know is that
people are speculating a lot of things.
It's sad that his energy is no longer with us in the physical form.
Yeah, it's definitely here through the music though, because that's all even playing on radio. I love DMX. I didn't realize how many, like, DMX has a stupid ass catalog.
What? I hate that we only celebrate people like this when they're gone.
You just don't know when somebody's gonna go. So we're celebrating the loss of someone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't celebrate the loss of someone if they're still here. DMX was hot early 2000s, 90s to early 2000s. We still fuck with his music. I saw posts like that, and I just don't understand why people are using this to.
No, I just want us, you know, to just try to give each other our flowers while we're here.
I believe we did. Who don't fuck with DMX?
No, I ain't saying like.
He got his flowers. He might not bump his music every day, but.
Do you feel like he really got his flowers?
Yes, I do. I feel that way. I feel that way. And I mean, now he's gone. So, of course, there's going to be way more attention on him because he's no longer here.
That sucks. I wish we would just give each other attention while we're here.
You don't think DMX received attention while he was here?
Maybe not the attention that he should have.
And you know,
especially if he was, you know, on drugs.
Yeah.
You know.
When I watched the full almost 2 hours, 3 hours interview where he was just on Drink Champs about a month ago. Mm-hmm. To me, DMX seemed healthy, very coherent. He was drinking a little bit with them, but I did not see a drug addict at all.
What is a drug addict?
I wish people
like?
Would stop. Cause I, you can't. And just, he even said
look at a person and determine. But you just can't look at a person. Okay, but you just can't look at a person and determine if they're abusing drugs or not.
Right, you can't absolutely. But on the interview, they asked him.
Okay.
About it, he said, "Yeah, he drank a little bit, and he smoked. He still smoked his weed, so he's not on drugs." Matter of fact, let's look it up right quick. Let's see if they have any other information out there before we speculate.
So it says here, DMX, whose real name is Earl Simmons, died Friday after being in a coma for several days due to a heart attack that was reportedly caused by a drug overdose.
And that what source is that?
They don't know for sure. This was CBS 42news.com.
Well, so we'll see.
Local news.
Yeah, we'll see what it is once the family does a toxicology or gets a toxicology test. But RIP to DMX. We love you so much.
RIP DMX.
And shout out to his family. DMX had a lot of children. I know I saw an episode on The Breakfast Club. At that point, he said he had 11 children.
I think I read that it was like 18 or 16.
I saw 18.
Well, at least he was fruitful. Listen, that's what the Bible says.
That Drink Champs interview, DMX, he was out here.
Getting to the
and
prison.
It sounded like he might have smashed Foxy Brenda, Brown and Alicia. Lil' Kim.
What happened? About three Kims.
Sound like it. Like he was dry snitching on a few people. Aaliyah. He was dry snitching a little bit.
He smashed Aaliyah?
Yeah, you know he did that movie Romeo Must Die. Mm-hmm. Aaliyah starred in that movie too. So he was talking about Aaliyah. I heard him say something about Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim. Oh, Tara Hicks, the girl from Belly.
Mm-hmm. So he get it for real.
He said that when they came on set to film, he was like, "Man, when I see her, I'm fucking her." Like
the way he was fucking her in that scene, I probably would have let him hit me.
Yes. Girl, everybody want to fuck DMX after that Belly scene. Yeah. I know I wanted to.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry.
I was just a young girl. I wasn't fucking like that yet. I don't even know if I was fucking at all yet. But I knew in that moment that when I start fucking, I want to fuck DMX.
No, when I start fucking, I want to get fucked like that. It don't necessarily have to be DMX, but yes, I need
to
get fucked like that.
Well, during that time, I was like, yeah, DMX.
What year Belly came out? We might have been 99? Young as fuck. Belly came out in 99?
It had to have been something like that.
Am I tripping? Wait a minute.
Maybe like... Was I?
Belly came out in 98.
98.
I definitely wasn't smashing it.
No.
98?
I was still a virgin in 98.
Was I smashing in 98? No.
No. I mean, you might have been. Last week you said you was getting your booty ate.
No, listen, I definitely was getting head before I was having sex.
I started high school. No, I'm not going to tell y'all when I started high school.
And we just
basically... But just know that I was still a virgin in 98.
I definitely was getting head before I started having sex, so there's that part. So, it could have... 98, I definitely probably was getting some head. Yeah. I graduated in 02.
I wasn't doing none of that yet.
2002. 98 is too young. Am I tripping?
Yeah, unless you've been a hoe for a long time.
Half time. Ciao. But again, RIP DMX.
RIP DMX, we love you. Before we get into anything else, let's pay some bills real quick. Y'all, we're back. We are at the WTF Media Studios. We just got finished recording with Charlamagne, Wax, and Andrew Schultz, the Brilliant Idiot Show. I don't know how brilliant they are, but they definitely some fucking idiots, man.
Yes, yeah, so come spend a check with WTF Studios.
Yeah, it's nice in here. There's one couch for fucking and one couch for not. We're on the not fucking couch. So y'all have to watch Brilliant Idiots. We talked about this time where me and some crazy bitches chased Wax and Charlamagne. Well, Charlamagne wasn't running. I mean, he was running and laughing because he was trying to lock Wax out the car, but we chased Wax out of a bar because Wax was being a hoe. And this was like many, many years ago. I don't want to get him in any trouble now. This was like 15 years ago. He had some hoes and red dresses with him. I mean, it's like they look like a little singing group.
Did they go to Benedict?
I know. I didn't recognize these
Local hoes.
They were local hoes and red dresses. And Charlamagne called me. He did call me on my phone, was like, hey.
What? So the story he told his listeners is that you were working at the bar.
Right. But the truth is, I was not working. I did work at that bar, but that was before I even started working there. So I was not a employee there yet. Charlamagne called me and was like, hey, Wax is up here with some bitches in red dresses. You need to get up here. And I was like, look at Charlamagne starting shit. So I called up my girls. I was like, hey, let's go to 360 and fuck some shit up real quick. And, you know, my ghetto hood bitches
was ready.
And
you said you got off from work to go up there?
No. Uh-uh. I wasn't working. Oh. I didn't work there.
No, you was working at the time, though, right?
Mm-mm.
When he called you up there?
Mm-mm, no. Oh. It was like a Saturday night. It was late. It was late. And I ran up there with my homegirls at the time. And one of my homegirls, like, really started punching the shit out of Wax, like, for real. Like, started beating his ass for real. And the girls ran up out of there, too. We ran them bitches up out of there, too. So
everybody's supposed to get their ass beat.
And Charlamagne just thought it was the funniest thing. But during that time, like, Charlamagne would always do little shit.
They like, both would always be in do LA, shit with each other.
And Charlamagne would call me from LA, like, yo, Wax out here with some bitches. Like, just always telling on Wax.
Yo, Wax done smash
half of Columbia, South Carolina.
He done smashed a couple of my fucking friends, man. Like, good friends.
I believe it.
But I love him nonetheless. It's y'all bitches. It ain't him. I'm like, you know how mamas be with their son? Like, it ain't my baby. That's how I am about Wax.
I don't know. You know, I'm sure he's a great father and fiance now.
Yes.
He was definitely charming back then. Believe it or not. You know. Let me tell you, we would go out to eat and this nigga would only... I didn't know if he could read for real, you guys.
I was serious about that.
We would go... We're college students, so we didn't have a lot of money to go to, like, nice restaurants and stuff like that. And he would only order pictures off the menu. Like, he would only pick if it was a sandwich, he gonna point at the sandwich. He's not reading the menu. I'm like, you know, it's other food, right? Like, I'm gonna get this sandwich in the picture.
Until Instagram DMs, I never realized that nigga could read. All right, I just didn't think he could.
He had a, he got like, a whole degree.
You know, you sending messages. I know that don't mean shit. Them niggas is on ADHD medicine. What, an 88, the attention deficit? You know, you get to take your test separate from the class? Like, they was doing that shit at Benedict.
Let me tell you, we were in...
For the athletes.
When we were in college, we were in a group project together because we were both business majors. And we went to do the project, but instead we just, like, did drugs and hung out. So we didn't do any work. And then the next day we were supposed to present in class. And I started crying, like, oh, just having a bad day. My period's on. And I got out of it. And he stood up there and got an F.
Wait, he tried to present?
Yeah. He was up there looking so stupid by himself. And I got excused from class, like, oh, you can just come back and present.
Pussy rules the world.
Goodness, he came out of class after class, and I was out there, like, laughing and shit.
Why,
like,
the fuck he didn't cry?
Why you didn't cry for me, too? I would cry for you.
Yo, I didn't appreciate Andrew calling us broke or insinuating that we were broke.
Because we don't want to take care of
definitely trick him in. I don't know what the hell he talk about. If I got it, I definitely, like, if whoever I'm with, I want to see them, like, with the best shit, too. So I don't know what the fuck
I will trick
about.
On men who trick on me.
Their best gold dig is trick first. Like, I'm going to buy you a nice little trinket first. And then I'll ease my little shit in after that.
Yeah, I'm going to bring all my hoes some shot glasses back from New York in the airport. Look what I got you, baby.
A little trinket.
Some New York socks and a fucking shot glass. That's about as deep as my tricking goes in the beginning, though. But if you are like doing nice things for me, I'll buy nice things for you.
I buy cologne. I have bought the same cologne for multiple niggas.
Like, at the same time?
My favorite cologne. I want all my niggas to smell get Baccarat. Mine used to be Armani Acqua Di Giò.
You buy all of them a bottle?
Yes. Everybody
get
six that.
Bottles of that.
eBay. I don't know if they real or fake, but them niggas smell good. So.
You know, if it comes out of an oil bottle, it's not real. You know,
no, right? Them should be kind of authentic, but they be leaking. That's buy some shit from eBay, it be leaking.
It's not real. It's these bags outside. Man, bitch, these people outside.
Of all these some young hoes.
On Canal Street.
Walking up with these damn bags.
Bags. The last time I was in New York, I had to come up to you to ask you about the bag. These bitches are mobile now. They got carts.
And they are not playing. It was one Hispanic guy, though. He was like, he got boots. He got whatever.
He said he had weed, too, if we needed it. I started to talk to him, but I was like, nah, I'm here for work. Let me relax on the drugs.
Before we move on to the next segment, let's have a word from our sponsors.
Random sex fact.
Yeah, so this random sex fact is brought to us by
Swallowing.
I don't like it.
Swallowing.
So I was told by my significant other that you can't be a wife or a girlfriend unless you swallow. Mind you, we're engaged or whatever.
So you do it. So you're doing it, basically.
No, I don't like that shit. It's like fucking snot.
It is like snot.
No, and you know, men
it
like to compare.
It smells like pool water. Like,
it tastes like a penny. Like, it's like copper. Men like to compare that shit to eating pussy, and it's just different. Like, you know that pussy wet when you get down there. It's just different. I'm sucking this dry ass dick and my spit is on it. Now all of a sudden some snot just spits out of my mouth. I don't want that.
I don't like it.
Depends on what.
Go ahead, Taylor. Tell us. Somebody likes a mouthful of snot. No, tell us about it.
Hi everyone.
They eat, right?
I've swallowed, but my nigga at the time, he ate healthy, so his shit didn't taste weird to me. It was
tastes like pineapples.
I mean,
all right,
so
y'all, this is our
pineapple.
Producer Taylor, you guys, talking about the pineapple spunk. Go ahead.
It tastes like pineapples, but it didn't have no taste at all. Like,
so my dude is, you know, for the most part, he is on a plant-based diet.
Okay.
I still don't want that shit in my fucking mouth. I just don't like it.
Wait, so when he's about to come, you don't...
When I'm feeling real nasty, special, events, birthdays, Valentine's Day, I don't want that shit on my fucking face. It's like below...
Not the face,
I dodge that shit like the Matrix.
I've never swallowed. I always spit. I've never just swallowed somebody's cum.
Get the fuck out the way, like...
How you be doing it?
The slow motion Matrix.
Nah, I don't want no parts of that. Listen, all right, this is when I like just started having sex and I was a young woman in my early 20s. And the first time my boyfriend came on me, I started crying. I felt like such a dirty slut in that moment.
Where,
I think he came in the small of my back.
And
I was like,
My friend
like, I
was
felt like, it was like,
look, one of my
like somebody
girls,
stabbed
like,
me.
She's like, how old am I? Yeah. You know when you get old, you don't know how old you are no more, but she's at least 7 years younger than me. But she was so upset
because
this dude spit on her pussy. And I was like, you don't like that? She was like, he spit in his hand. I'm like, okay.
How
why are you
y'all?
Fucking? I'm not fucking nobody I don't feel comfortable doing everything with. I just rather not fuck them.
But you just said you don't like to suck dick. You don't want to swallow. So.
No, that's different. I will suck dick. I don't want to swallow. I will catch it sometimes, maybe. But I don't want to swallow that. And I'm running to the bathroom and spitting it out like a child every time.
Like a child? What child?
Oh, damn. You know what I mean.
No, that's terrible. Like a child.
Wait. Like childish. How about like a childish adult?
No, we're not going to call it childish either.
Whatever it is.
Who are
I
you?
Like
what's that guy? Emstein,
Jeffrey, bitch, bye. Okay, let's not talk about that, dude.
I have a question, though. Y'all both watch Insecure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that time when Issa was sucking Daniel's?
And, oh, like, she got upset.
Would y'all get that upset? I don't think he did it on purpose.
No.
Because she what? What he?
Because she started sucking. He's like, I'm about to come. And then she lifted her head up.
And it squirted in her eye.
And she all was all.
I'm melting.
But I know I have a friend who got pink eye from that.
Really?
Yes.
That's real shit?
Damn.
That means the cum was just dirty.
No, that doesn't mean that. I don't think cum goes in your eye.
Huh?
I don't think it goes there.
It doesn't.
No, that's what I'm saying. Wrong, like,
but I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
You know what I told him? I was like, listen, if I can't tongue kiss you with this shit in my mouth, then I'm not doing it. I said, so if you let
so
me
you
tongue
want
kiss
him
you,
to eat his own
I
nut,
do. I do.
That, why is it weird for guys?
I do. I do.
Yeah.
Why don't y'all want to eat your own nut?
Why don't
y'all want to eat your own nut?
I'll kiss my girl after she hit me head, and I don't want to say that.
No, that's good.
I'll
kiss my girl. Is she even
with a mouthful of a nut?
No, see, that's different.
Nigga, I want it on the tip of my tongue, and come on. And then going forward, I'll always let you come on my mouth. If you can't do that this one time, so you don't want it in your mouth, what makes you think I want it in mine?
Because it came out of them. It's so weird.
And that's theirs.
They eat our
food. Yeah, but
they eat boogers as a kid.
No, but
what the fuck?
But they're eating us out.
You was eating your boogers, ain't it? I believe you was.
I have tasted. You never ate a booger.
Never on purpose. I ain't never been just.
Oh, you was,
on that school. I can see you now on the school bus digging in your
nose.
She
just wanted you to lick her lip with the snot.
And accidentally.
Ain't no fucking accident. You guys. Some young.
Fuck out of
whatever.
Here.
Whatever. No, I definitely. I didn't taste boogers. Of course.
Any man who eats their own nut
spoon.
Out of my mouth, I'm going to emasculate them when we get in a fight. As soon as we get in a fight, I'm be like, yo, nut eating ass. Better sit back. So, no, that's
why
not a good
look. That's weird, though.
It just, I don't know. Something seems strange about it.
I'm not going to lie. I want to put my whole business out here. I'm not
might as
lie.
Well.
But
I do it.
I'm not gonna lie. But if I watch porn and I see a guy and a girl, like, and they kiss, like, after she swallowed whatever, that turns, I mean, that's sexy to me.
After
so you
like
spitting your mouth and all
no,
that
no,
shit.
No, no, no,
right?
No. That's disgusting to me. Spitting.
Oh, nut is fine.
Weird.
But
spit, I don't know how to
spit is
it.
Just
it's
completely
weird.
Out of line.
It's weird.
How about this? My ex boyfriend used to use my fucking toothbrush, dog.
Oh, yeah. I had a boyfriend do that too. My
and then it got to the point where I was like, all right. Like, we would be on
like
trips and he didn't pack his.
And he just use yours. That's
just use my
nasty.
Fucking toothbrush?
Yeah, that's gross.
I don't know, man. I guess that was... I guess they just don't think it's a personal
no,
product.
That's weird because you...
That's a personal
you
product.
That's weird.
It's a personal item.
Yeah,
a toothbrush.
So y'all swallowing up, but he can't use your toothbrush. Damn.
Right.
Like,
eating ass and everything.
Yeah, right.
Y'all backwards, right?
Yeah, crazy as hell.
It got to the point to where I didn't care no more.
Huh? You didn't care? Like, just go ahead and use it?
Yeah, just fuck,
just go
man.
Have it. I'll just go buy me another one.
He gonna use that one?
Gotta hide my toothbrush from a nigga.
Just buy two.
So what was the random sex factors regarding, I don't like it, man. I just don't want it in my mouth. And I have to understand, what's the real reason you want me to do this?
It's like,
is it because it feels good that you get to ejaculate in the mouth?
It's like a
but
domination thing.
What does swallowing
thing?
Have to do with that? If it's in there.
It makes them feel dominant for you to swallow
that's
their babies.
That's what I'm saying. It's just an equal
baby.
Thing.
Wait, what's the fact, though? Like, what?
Oh, I haven't gotten to it yet. All right. The fact is about the benefits of swallowing semen. And I found this on this website that says that it helps with preeclampsia.
So that's for pregnant bitches.
For pregnant women. Like it, hold on, let me read this. I read one study a few years back that found a correlation between swallowing semen and the risk of preeclampsia. In case you're unfamiliar, preeclampsia is a condition that tends to occur late in a pregnancy in which a woman develops very high blood pressure. If left untreated, this is potentially fatal to both the mother and the fetus. What the researchers found was that women who swallowed more semen through oral sex tend to have lower risk of preeclampsia. Look at that. So if you're pregnant, ladies, go ahead and swallow a little bit more nut. All right, here's why. The basic idea is that a fetus is exposing its mother to foreign antigens because half of its genetic material is provided by the father. To the extent that a woman is exposed to more of these antigens prior to pregnancy, she may develop a tolerance to them, thereby reducing the risk.
Mm-hmm,
thereby reducing her risk of having an immune reaction in response to the fetus.
Interesting. So basically, your body is fighting because it's a foreign thing.
So if you swallowing more of him, it's okay.
And then, you know,
what if we swallow someone else's nut?
I guess it don't matter.
Damn, random nut.
Right. You pregnant, swallowing other nut.
You know, people like, oh, nut is full of protein. So we read that it's hardly any, you'd have to drink a bucket of nut to get some protein for real.
Right. So that's
it's just not just good for your health.
And it's also not full of calories either. So ladies, if you're on a diet, like, I can't swallow it. It's keto. I'm on a diet. It's keto.
It's low carb.
It's low carb as fuck. It's only 1 to 5 calories per serving. Depends on how many servings you have in a day.
It's true that Lil Kim had to get her stomach pumped.
No, that's probably a myth. That.
That's bullshit, right?
Yeah. I guess. I mean, I hope.
That's a lot of nut from a lot of dick.
All right. Are we going to do our... not a random bitch story. I'm putting the story
together. We got anybody in here. Somebody said they had a simp series. Said it a dumb bitch story.
Nobody wants to be a simp.
Let me see if I got any new dumb bitch stories. You know, I pride myself in not being a dumb bitch. Do we have one?
Wax was the simp for this episode.
Wax was, all right, we did the simp series already, apparently. He got beat up in the parking lot by a bitch he wasn't even fucking with. Really. Oh. Or maybe he was. Who knows with Wax?
Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly. So that's our random sex fact. Oh. So we hanging out in New York. So we've been here for a couple of days now. And I'm ready to go the fuck home. I just want to be able to breathe. Aside from wearing a mask, New York stinks, okay?
I like New York.
I do, but I would never, ever, ever want to live
here. I just seen
here.
So many different weird people walking around. That shit was cool, man. Like, I seen a bitch running on her tippy toes down the street yesterday. I was like, unique. Then I saw a man in a, like, with big, thick, hairy thighs and a miniskirt. I was like, this shit is cool.
You saw
here.
That?
Yeah, man. We were sitting at that restaurant. He was walking a pit bull in a mini with big, hairy thighs.
I didn't see that. I missed. Like, I must have been in the bathroom, girl.
I don't know.
That bathroom was so small at that bar we was at, Taylor. Like, downstairs? I felt like my head was on the headboard getting fucked and I got to bend over and pee. Like, at the same, like, what the fuck was that?
We had our first pickleback.
Yeah, that must be a New York
thing.
That's a white people drink.
Yeah.
It's really good, though, because I like pickle juice.
White side.
Yeah, that was definitely a white people drink, but it was good. I like it.
Shout out to Mandy.
Yeah. Horrible decisions.
Yep, so that was cool.
I would do that again. I would do another pickleback.
Yeah, me too.
I liked it.
If it's free, I do free pickle. I'm not paying for a pickleback, but I do a free pickleback any day. That's not my drink of choice. That's like Jaeger bombs. That's another thing I'll take if somebody paying for it.
What's
Jaeger bombs?
Yeah,
use that.
Jaeger is like in that green bottle with like an orange deer on it or some shit, and it tastes like cough syrup. And you take it
like
with like
tar
with Red Bull. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just there. It is.
Oh, I do like those.
You like that? It's like licorice. Well, no, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like licorice.
Call it trash can in Philly.
Oh, really?
Excuse me.
Jaeger bomb is what I
don't have.
Calling it. But that's the same thing as like that's another white people drink that. Get you fucked up. I was drunk last night. We were supposed to be doing this last night. I was too fucked up.
I know, man. Taylor. It's Taylor.
You should have seen.
And like, she came in there. I'm good. I'm not even hungover.
She was
bitch, up. I was struggling this morning.
I know. Taylor struggling. Was up at work at 5 a.m.
I was like, I
got to
give it work.
Early. And I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning. I just was struggling. Mm-hmm, I felt really bad this morning.
Wow. But Ashley was in the, AJ was in the room like twerking last night. We were supposed to be doing squats. She was on the floor. Child.
I'm not doing no fucking squats. My damn legs hurt. I got
no,
to
we're
work
squatting
it.
For the rest
she
of the
She want to do 100 squats,
hey, ladies,
dog.
100 squats a night until 4th of July. Who's with me?
Because Tammy got a super high booty. I see how now. She really be
I'll
working
be squatting
out on the floor
that ass,
shit.
Y'all. Because by the summer, I'm trying to walk in looking like a fucking Clydesdale horse just... Everywhere I fucking go. Whoosh. Just trotting in that bitch, you know? So y'all with
Look
me, ladies, 100
you
squats
came
a night.
To see.
Oh, shit. So we're not going to do our dumb bitch story. Didn't you say you had one that...
let me see.
Dumb bitch story.
You are so dumb.
Because we've all been a dumb bitch at least once or twice.
All right, let me try to read and not like wax.
Just trying to read and articulate and enunciate.
All right, so our dumb bitch story for this week. It starts off, it looks long, but I'm just trying to give you enough context to help me out. My cousin met this dude online and quickly entered a relationship with him. We live in Florida, and at the time he was living in Alabama, so they continued a one-year relationship long distance. There were so many red flags early on that I don't know if she ignored or missed, but when brought up, my friends turned into don't let our friendship end over this vibes. He was selling her a fantasy of having a fantasy, and he was well off financially and wanted marriage and kids. He moved down and proposed to her. I advised her that she should take her time planning a wedding and not rush having kids, as she knows. I can't fucking read. Wait a minute.
You was talking about wax.
Yeah, exactly.
Wax might have did that better.
Wait. I doubt it. But anyway, I advised her that she should take her time planning the wedding and not rush having kids, as she was now talking about getting off of birth control. I was told by her mother that I need to mind my business. Oh, okay. And that if I know so much, why don't I have a man of my own? So I started minding my motherfucking business. She said MF, but I like the word motherfucker. Next thing I know, she quit her almost six-figure paying job to stay home and babysit, which is what I call it, her fiance. Their wedding got pushed back due to COVID. Oh, this is recent. And we were all low-key celebrating, hoping that it would give her time to see what's really in front of her. A scammer. She then tells me that she's pregnant and her mother obtained her license to wed and married them herself in a yard near the lake. Shortly after he disappeared, leaving her pregnant, high risk at that during COVID, with his child he had from a previous relationship that was brought down from Alabama as well. Wait, he left her with his
another
child?
Another bitch baby.
Oh my God. He came home a few weeks after when the baby came home, as she was in ICU because of being born so early. They got into it, took his ring off, and the day after became sick and had to be hospitalized. MF almost died from being septic. Had an infection in his balls because he obviously had his dick in the dirt. While he was in the hospital, she searched his bags from the trip and found a receipt from Macy's, went online, put the SKU number in, and was shocked to see he bought an engagement ring. So she calls her phone company and gets into his account, only to find out he proposed to his other child's mother while she was in labor and that they spent Christmas together in matching outfits. This is why commas are fucking important. Okay, for commas matter. So shortly after she began getting contacted by women here in Miami, three others to be exact, saying that he scammed thousands of dollars from them and got them pregnant. They haven't been able to find him. One woman had a baby for him 3 weeks before her kid and even attended her baby shower. So when they put his name online, their marriage certificate came up and they searched her name on Facebook. She broke it off and he told her he's already moved on. She packed his things while he was in the hospital, filed for a divorce, and sent his other child back to Alabama with his family. Recently, he signed a divorce paper and sent her an email telling her she is now blocked and can no longer contact him, even sending her pictures of himself and his new woman. Google his name, y'all. All caps, she puts. She has his name in a letter, but we're not going to say this guy's name. There are so many lawsuits and formal complaints on him for scamming women for over $500,000 from Houston to Alabama, Tennessee, and now Florida, forging bank statements and impregnating women and disappearing. How can we stop or blast him?
Yeah, well, I just that feel was like definitely.
Women be knowing, we be knowing who we fucking. I just feel like we just ignore a lot of the fucking red flags. Red flags.
He was probably dicking her down real good and telling her beautiful, sweet nothings in her ear.
So you quit your job and he has nothing to do all day long, it sounds like. So I guess I need more information. Was he still paying bills and shit like that?
He must have for her to quit her job. It ain't like you can, both of y'all can just sit at home.
And he
and
probably
nothing.
Was, now I know one of my friends, she was with this guy and, you know, he was spinning initially. But then that's because he was scamming other women to take care of her.
That's what it sounded
and
like
then
he was doing.
When he was done with her, he started scamming her to take care of the next bitch.
Damn.
So they out here, child. Y'all better be careful.
I bet all of them niggas listen to Future in the car.
Future take care of his women. That's one thing. Listen, Future be taking care of his bitches.
These niggas king.
Huh?
So it's Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon takes care of his women.
Yeah. Yeah, and it seemed like they all.
Would you want to be one of many women for Nick Cannon?
Hell no.
No. You neither?
I don't even like to date a guy that has kids, so I don't
know. Fuck them kids, ain't it, Taylor?
Fuck them kids, shit. Man. Well, that's sad for that young lady. Sounds like another sad story. Heard it before, though, right?
Yes. You done got finessed out your pussy. You got brought a whole human into this world with
that's
this
the only
scammer's
blessing.
DNA.
That's the only blessing that came out of
girl,
it.
Girl, them motherfuckers always try to say the baby's the blessing when
it
they done fucked
blessing.
Up.
It is a blessing, another human life. That baby.
You married this nigga in your mama backyard.
She could make, that child could late. Come grow probably up and make apartment a complex, cure late. For cancer, all we know, you know? The children are a blessing. That's the only blessing in the story.
Until they grow up to be serial killers, that's the fucked up thing. You can't even pick. Can I pick
mean,
my baby?
I mean, a serial
baby?
Killer who cures cancer? Can I pick are they really baby? That bad? You know what I'm saying? Like, you cure cancer and you kill people.
No, he'll be in a hospital. Like, you know, fuck this one. He need to die. Just killing random people in a damn hospital and justifying it.
Listen, we be talking about some crazy shit. How do we go from a big God
complex
to serial killers curing cancer? Something's wrong with us.
Y'all, women, guard your pussy, guard your wallet. Right. That's all I got to say about that story. And, I mean, I think the whole message was so we could put the PSA out on this guy, but we're not
we can't
about
do
to,
that.
We can't do that.
Girl, but you
there's
can put
websites
it on your
for
social
that, though.
Media.
There's like, what, my homegirl created a whole blog for this one scamming ass dude. She created a blog, had his pictures up there, all the stories, all the scammy shit he done did. It's probably still up. I'm going to try to find it.
Yeah.
But do something like that. Put a blog up about him. And, yeah. But you might get papers in the mail for slander
start
and
your
libel.
Own smear campaign, sis. I know that's what this was, but we can't help you.
And one. Your cousin a dumb bitch, but thank you for that dumb bitch story.
We appreciate you.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Hang in there, sis.
All right, so we're going to close out with, we do have an Ask a Black Friend this week, Tam.
Okay.
Talk to him.
All right, hold on, bitch. I want you to read it better than that last one. You might need to skim over it before you start reading, ho, because I can't do that long ass shit this time. I was looking at you like,
fuck everybody in the room.
Spit it out, bitch.
You read it, man.
You remind me of like in school.
Yeah, we got an email.
You was one of them bitches that used to get asked to read by the teacher, and everybody was like, oh, we got to be here. Oh. Fucking day for this paragraph. Oh shit. All right, go
that's
ahead.
That's how y'all feel.
Hold on, everybody be quiet. She gotta concentrate.
No, bitch, you read it here. For Max Fine.
All right, let's see. Talking shit. Y'all be quiet for real. Okay. Hi. I like you guys' show, and I have a question I want to ask with something that I struggled with for a long time. White guilt. I'm a young white liberal guy, and for a long time, I believed that it was my duty not only to acknowledge my privilege, but actively give it up, even at the cost of my own wellness. That's where the guilt comes in. Recently, I've been questioning whether or not this is the right thing to do. I find myself falling between two groups of people, lefties who believe in stuff like reparations and who believe that you need to constantly be thinking about privilege in every situation you're in, and on the other side, moderates who believe SJWs treat black people less human than they do, and at the same time feel comfortable saying the N-word as long as it's not directed at black people. I don't feel like I fit into either group. My question is, at what point do I give up the white guilt? On one hand, white guilt has made me think about privilege in ways a lot of people have never bothered to think about it. On the other hand, white guilt has really been, hold on. On the other hand, white guilt has really been bad for my mental health. I've given up funds to struggling black people on Instagram when I barely had enough money to pay rent.
Dumb nigga.
I also don't know if I prevented, excuse me.
Sorry, my friend. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I also don't know if it prevented me from treating black people like human beings. I guess I just want to know how you guys feel about white guilt. P.S. Apologies if this question is too long. I still appreciate you guys, even if you don't read it on your show.
You know, I'd be feeling like, are these the questions we looking for? Like, I think I want them to ask us questions about us, black people.
Right. I don't know. Like, this is a question for your white brethren.
I don't know. I mean, okay, so I don't want anybody to feel guilty for who God created them to be. That's not what it is, what it's about. And it sounds like he acknowledges his white privilege, which is what we want white people to do.
Right.
Just acknowledge your privilege. Nobody's asking you to put yourself in debt paying reparations to black people via Instagram randomly.
Via Cash App.
We want money from the fucking government, all right? We want some of everybody's tax money.
I want some of his money too, man. Shit.
Hey, like, give me a Cash App. Go ahead.
My Cash App is Money Sign, Tam's Vanity, Max Fine. If you want to send some money to somebody, send me some. Don't put yourself in debt, though. Just throw me something every month. And that way, maybe you can absolve some of that guilt you're feeling.
Yeah, just pay us. Just pay everybody. Don't pay everybody.
We'll shout you out. I promise you, I'll shout you out every month when that money come through.
An advertisement, God.
But yeah, really, honestly, I can't identify with your white guilt because I don't know what that feels like. I just feel like that's more a question for white people to answer for you. Like, I can't tell you how to feel better about being white.
I don't want to feel like we have to educate them on what the problem is. They do need to figure it out and fix it themselves.
Who gonna do it? How are we gonna educate?
They know what the fucking problem is. The thing is that if we were in power, you know, in government and shit, like, we had the power to make changes, would we want to relinquish that power? No.
Yeah, no.
So all I'm saying is that they need to use their privilege to then, we said this at the last, because it's kind of sort of the same thing. She was talking about, you know, white privilege is what she was talking about. So this is along the lines of that. No, I don't want you to feel guilty about being who you are. I forgot another part of that, what he was saying.
You don't want him to feel have white guilt is what you're saying.
No, he shouldn't have white guilt.
No?
You would like for him to feel guilty?
Yes, think, I want all white people to feel guilty.
And then that just would at then some point, us?
Because that means they're acknowledging their privilege. If they don't, how can you come from a race of people who is like, hung and murdered and pillaged another group of people around you and not feel any guilt about it? You got to feel some guilt about it, right?
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, that's how, the only way things will get better if you acknowledge the fucked up shit your people have done in this country, you know? So, I mean, that guilt is means you have some source of
empathy. Sense.
Yeah, empathy and humanity. So that's okay.
Sympathy?
No, I said empathy.
Symphony?
Symphony? Max, you got some symphony with you, and we respect that shit. But don't put yourself in debt, you know. But just be, continue to be a voice that...
And an ally.
And Cash App me, Max. It's money, one more time, Money Sign Tam's Vanity, TamsVanity. Appreciate you, bruh. All right, what else we got?
Man, that's it, man.
That's it? We were on Horrible Decisions. That's going to come out in a couple weeks. And we're going to do a follow-up on our show about the things we didn't really get to discuss with Mandy and Weezy. So y'all stay tuned for that.
Yeah, because I have to explain my points a little bit better.
Yeah, I didn't really have much to say. They were coming for your ass. That was really loud.
I was like, damn, y'all bitches want to fight? What the fuck going on? Hey, like, cause I know I can take two bitches.
They did not.
I love them.
Yeah, they were nice. It was a good time. So y'all stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and if you guys enjoy this episode of We Talk Back, follow us on Instagram at We Talk Back Podcast. And this is AJ Holiday 2.0.
And I'm Official Tam Bam on Instagram. Y'all follow me. Go to my OnlyFans. I just posted some new... No, I'm lying, y'all. I ain't got that. I'm just joking.
Wait, hold on. Give me your OnlyFans name again.
All right. I do have an OnlyFans, but I never put any content out. Like, quarantine, they closed my hair salon. I was nervous. I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do to pay my bills. So I just started an OnlyFans just in case I had to bust it open for a real nigga, right? But I didn't. But my name was The Real Carol Baskin.
I had
an idea. My shit was gonna be fire. This is what I was gonna do. Or you know how you know how like people on people's birthday, they order like the little cardboard face of whoever's birthday it is.
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna get cardboard faces of celebrity bitches, and I was gonna reenact sex scenes from movies. And another
with the celebrity face.
I was gonna do Jada.
That bitch is gonna sue your ass.
Sue Carol Baskin's bitch. I don't know what to tell you.
She should be in fucking jail soon. What the hell? Why is she still out here? We know she murdered her goddamn husband. That's the shit your ass would do too.
You what? I'll murder my husband?
I think so.
Me? I'm a lover. You the fighter. You always the one threatening the motherfucker.
I just be threatening. I ain't gonna really follow through.
All right, let's wrap this up.
All right, y'all.
Bye, y'all. We love you.
Deuces.